Okay, today we are doing Daf Samachal Vamiral, right? Very top. Yeah, Vamravuna Maravi Shumra Meir. Laolam Yudvar Shaladamu Atin Livnei Kodesh Baruch Hu. A person should limit what he says in front of Kodesh Baruch Hu, meaning when he questions. So over here, apparently, we're not just talking about begging for rachamim. We're talking about questioning why things are happening in this world. Shenemar, as the pasuk says, "Al tival al picha v'libcha al yamar lehotzi davar lefnei elokim ki elokim b'shamayim v'atala aretz al kein yudvarachum ma'atim." That Hashem has a better perspective of things. He's up in Shemayim. We're only down here on earth, so we shouldn't start questioning why things happen or what the justice is in this world, because we should appreciate that we have a very limited perspective. Why does the pasuk say Ve'yitzar Hashem Elokim es Ha'adam, that God created man, but the word Ve'yitzar is with two yuds? What's the meaning of the two yuds? So Gemara is going to give three different explanations. Number one, Shnei Yitzarim Bara Kodesh Baruch Hu, Hashem created two Yitzars in a person. Echad Yitzar Tov, Ve'echad Yitzar Ra. We have what's called the Yitzar Tov and the Yitzar Ra. Mask of Nachum by Yitzchak, so Nachum Yitzchak says, really? That's why it says Vayitzar? Elamayata, if that's the case, Behema Deloch Siv Yitzar, Lesla Yitzra. So an animal where it doesn't have that word at all. So does that mean an animal has no Yitzar whatsoever? He has no Yitzar Hara? Vakachazinan Demaska, Vinoshcha, Uba'ata. You ever see an animal? Animals could sometimes get violent. They damage, they bite, they kick. Well, they have no Yetzer Hara. Why are they doing all these terrible things? So don't tell me that an animal has no Yetzer Hara. That can't be the meaning of the word Vayitzer, that it's a reference to Yetzer Tov and Yetzer Hara. Ella, a second possibility. Kedar Rav Shimon ben Pazi. Dam Rav Shimon ben Pazi, Oili mi Yitzri, Va'oili mi Yitzri. That whichever way I go, I'm going to have someone mad at me. Someone's going to be after me. If I listen to my Yetzer Hara, then my Yotzer, my Creator, is going to be angry at me. If I listen to my Creator, then my Yetzer Hara is going to strengthen itself against me. The more I listen to my Creator, the more I listen to Hashem, the stronger my Yetzer Hara becomes. This is part of that concept of Kala Godol Mechavero, Yitzro Godol Imenu. Anyone who's greater than somebody else will have a greater Yetzer Hara than somebody else. So we are destined to have struggles in life. We are destined to have battles in life. We get to choose whether we want that battle to be a battle against HaKadosh Baruch Hu or whether we want that battle to be a battle against the Yetzer Hara. Inami, a third possibility. Rabbi Yirmiyah ben Elazar. Dam Rabbi Yirmiyah ben Elazar. Do partzufin bara kodesh baruch hu badam rishon. We're going to elaborate on that in this amud. That God created man with two faces, two images. Shenamar achar v'kadam tzarasani. That Hashem created man forward and backward. And meaning that man and woman, it's not just that God did surgery, took a rib out of man and made woman, but that man and woman were like Siamese twins, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu split us. They were facing, right, attached back to back to each other, and Hashem split us from each other. So main point number one, three explanations of the word Vayitzar with two yuds. A, Yitzar Hara, and Yitzar Tov and Yitzar Hara. B, we either battle our Yotzer or our Yetzer. And C, we're man and woman are created together, exactly. Good. Then the pasuk goes on to, in describing the creation of man, Vayiven Hashem Elokim es Hatzela. That Hashem, Vayiven, what does Vayiven mean? He built, right. He built up the bone and made Chava. Rav Shmuel, Chadam parts of Chadam Zanav. Machlokas Rav and Shmuel, whether it was a whole other human being that was attached to us that Hashem cut off, or it was just a tail that man had, that God cut off that tail and then fashioned woman out of that tail. So it says we're going to bring five rayas. So let's see. Number one, Bishlam Laman Yamar parts of Hainu Dukhsiv Achar V'Kadam Tzrasani. If you say that it was like a Siamese twin, so I understand why it says forward and backward. One human being was facing forward, the other was facing backward. Laman Yamar Zanav Maya Achar V'Kadam Tzrasani. But if it was just a tail on a single human being, so why does it say Achar V'Kadam Tzrasani, that I've been formed forward and back? No, you've only been formed forward. What happened behind you was the tail that was cut off and later formed. So this seems to be a raya that we were created as Siamese twins. So answers the Gemara, Kiddur Rabbi Ami, Dami Rabbi Ami, Achor L'maisa Bereshis V'kadim L'pranus. No, when we say Achor V'kadim Sarasani, it's not talking about our physical makeup, how we were built facing one way and facing the other way. No, what it means is we were the last in Maisa Bereshis. When God created things on this earth, he waited till last to create man, but when punishing, we were the first to be punished. The last in Maisa Bereshis, I believe, is a Rashi in this week's parsha. That the we have Isha Kisazria, and I think Rashi comments that that we have the Torah of the Tumah human being born right after last week's parsha, where we learned about the Tumentar of animals, about the kashrus of animals. So, and Rashi comments that just like the creation of man came after the creation of every creature, so too the Torah of man comes after the Torah of every other creature, the Tara, the Tumah and Tara, halachas.
Wasn't the snake punished first?
What? So the Gemara is going to get to that right now. So says the Gemara, Bish lama achor lamaisa bereshis l'avri al-mali shabbata. I get what you mean when you say that man was created last because man was only created on Erev Shabbos. Elevakadim l'peranos, but when you say that man was punished first, what do you mean by that? Peranos demai, which punishment did man get before anybody else? Ilema peranos to nachash. If you're talking about the punishment of the nachash, Vatanya, we have a price that says not that way. Rebbe Omer, begedola maschilim min agadol, beklola maschilim min akatan. That when it comes to giving something good, we start with the gadol, and when it comes to curses, we start with the katan. Begedola maschilim min agadol, duchsiv vaydabra. Moshe al Aaron vel Elazar vel Isamar banavan asarim kechu vegomer. That when Moshe Rabbeinu had to give karbanos, had to instruct Aaron and his children about karbanos, he started with Aaron, then Elazar vel Isamar, because he started with something holy and righteous and great and lofty and honorable, you start with the gadol. Beklala maschilin min akatan, but when it comes to a curse, you start with the smallest one. Betchila niskala nachash, ulubesof niskala lachava, ulubesof niskala ladam. That when it came to the curses for the sin of the nachash was the first one to be cursed. So don't tell me that piranhas started with man. It's not true. Exactly like you said, the piranhas started with the nachash. So Ela Peranos de Mabel. No, we're talking about a different set of punishments. We're talking about the punishment of the Mabel. Dichsiv vayimach es kol hayikum asher al pnei adama me adam viad behema. That he wiped out everything that was on the earth me adam viad behema. Bereisha adam vahadar behema. First was Adam, then behema. So that's the end of the first challenge. So again, first challenge to the idea that there was a tale was that what do you do with the pasuk Achor V'Kadam Tzarasani? That makes it sound like Siamese twins, and the answer was Achor V'Kadam Tzarasani is referring not to our physical makeup, but how we were last in creation and first in what? In punishment. Punishment of the Mabel. Second challenge. Bishlam L'Me'an D'Yomar Partzuf. If you say we were like Siamese twins back to back, Haynu D'Chsev V'Yitzar B'Shnei Yudin. That's why it says V'Yitzar with two Yuds. But if you say that it was a tale, why Vayitzar with two Yuds? So answers Mark, Reb Shimon ben Pazi. And this is an obvious answer, right? Meaning we had three explanations before why it says Vayitzar with two Yuds. So Gemara says, well, one of those explanations doesn't make sense if Chava was built out of a tale that was on Adam. So Gemara will just say, okay, so take one of the other explanations. Ooh, why did it choose this one? Rav Shimon Pazi, Rav Shimon Pazi, Oli Miyotzri, Oli Miyitzri. Why did it choose Rav Shimon Pazi's explanation and not the one about the Yetzer Hara and the Yetzer Tov? So it's an obvious answer to that also. Because the explanation of the Yetzer Hara, Yetzer Tov was rejected. Remember we said, really? The Yetzer means Yetzer Hara, Yetzer Tov? Then what about an animal? Right. So we rejected that one already. That's why we choose this one probably. Okay, now a third challenge. If you say we were Siamese twins, that's why it says that male and female they were created. But if you say it was just a tail, what do you mean we were created male and female? No, we weren't. It was male with a tail. That we assume like Rabbi Avo. Rabbi Avo asked the following contradiction. Ksiv Zachar Nekev Abraham. On the one end, it says male and female were created. Ksiv, and the pasuk also says Ki Betzelem Elokim Asas Adam. That man was created in the image of God. So which is it? So Haketzad, was it that man was made, or is that man and woman together? So here's the answer. Bitchila Allah b'machshav livros beis ulbesof lo nivra ela echad. Initially, Hashem thought about creating two beings, but ultimately created only a single one with a tail. Meaning, the pasuk that describes Zachar and Akeva Abraham is not describing what actually happened, it's describing Hashem's original intent. What that means exactly is beyond me. Meaning, this is obviously referring to something very, very deep, that Hashem thought about doing something, changed his mind, meaning it means in some ideal sense, man and woman are together. They're a single unit that was together. But when it came to reality, that's not the way Hashem actually made it play out. Fourth challenge. Bisham l'mandim r'partzuv, if you say that we were Siamese twins, then that makes sense. Haynu d'chsiv v'yiskar basar tachtena. That's why you say that Hashem had to close up the place where he cut us apart from each other. But if it was just a tail that was later fashioned, why does it say v'yisko basar tachtena? What flesh had to be closed up? So says Gemara, well, even if it was a tail, if a person is born with a tail, so they'll do surgery, right, to remove the tail, don't you think they have to stitch up where they remove the tail? Of course they have to stitch it up. There's still the site of the surgery that certainly needs to be stitched up. So fifth challenge. Bishlam l'man demer zanav, if you say that it was a tail, haynu d'chsiv vayiven. Oh, that makes sense why you would say vayiven, that it was built, that Chava was built out of a tail. Alman demer partsuf, may vayiven, but if Chava was already fully formed, it's just that she was stuck onto Adam's back, but she was fully formed, so why would it say that God built her? He didn't build her, he just cut her off of Adam, but she was already built. We have to assume vayiven means what Reb Shimon ben Menasya taught us. What does the pasuk mean when it says God built the tzela? That God braided her hair and brought her to Adam Arishon, presented her in all of her beauty with her hair braided to Adam Arishon. Shekein b'karchayom karin l'kliyasa biniyasa, that they referred to a braid as a binyan in certain places. So that's what it means that God built her. This is halach l'maisa, that we refer to braiding as building. Why is that halach l'maisa?
On Shabbos,
exactly. You can't braid hair. Davar acher vayiven amar Rav Chisda bar Milo Masis tam lamit shebana HaKadosh Baruch Hu l'chava kebinyan otzer. Another explanation of why it might be described as a binyan, as a building, is to teach that Hashem built Chava in the shape of a storage box. Ma otzer zeh kotzer milamala v'rachav milamata kedei lekabelas haperos. Just like a storage box might be narrower at top and wider at the bottom so it could fit more peros, af isha ktsara milamala uruchav milamata. So to a woman has wider hips on the bottom of her body kedei lekabel esavlad, so that she should be able to carry a child. So that's why she's built that way. So I guess main point number two would be machlokas, whether Chava was a Siamese twin of Adam or built out of his tail. Then we have four rayas that she was a Siamese twin and one that she came from his tail. But we reject all of the rayas. Then the pasuk continues, vayevieha el ha'adam, and God brought her to man. We see that God was one of the shushvinim of Adam Arishon, was the shushvin of Adam Arishon. What is a shushvin? Shushvin is the person who takes care of the chasan, who brings him to the chuppah, takes care of him, you know, like nowadays they have like the shomer on the wedding day, right? So that was God was Adam Arishon's shushvin. He brought Chava to him on his wedding day. And over here we learn derech eretz. We learn proper etiquette. That even if you're a person of higher station in life, of great dignity, it shouldn't be considered beneath you to help out a chasan on his wedding day when he's a peasant. because a chassan on his wedding day is not a peasant. So even if you're a royalty, it's okay for you to be a shushvin, to be helping and serving someone who's of a much lower station than you. Because there's no greater difference in station in life than between God and Adam. And God was willing to be a shushvin for Adam Rishon. Well, my dear parts of Hemina Yisagi Breshit, the Gemara asks an unusual question. If we were Siamese twins facing forward and back, how did we walk? Facing whose direction? Was Adam walking forward and Chava walking backward when they went? Or was Chava walking forward and Adam walking backward? So I would have assumed that they walked sideways, or I don't know, maybe took turns. But the Gemara assumes that there was one direction that was the natural direction that they always walked. So Amar Rav Nachman Yitzchak Mistavra Degavra Sagi Bereisha. Probably man was going forward. D'tanya lo yahalich adam achori isha b'darach v'afilu ishto. Because there's a halacha that a man is not allowed to walk behind a woman, even his own wife. So probably the way Adam Rishon was created was man is going to go forward. I think Rav Soloveitchik explained that there's symbolism in this, that man is always looking to conquer, to go forward and to move, and woman is much more traditional, always looking back at where she came from and is much more connected to her roots than man is. Man is eager when he gets married, move out of his parents' house, go on, get on with life, and woman is always wanting to go back and to, you know, to go back to her childhood home, etc. Okay, nizdamnalo alaget. So, but now that we mention this, we're going to talk about this idea of not walking behind a woman. So, nizdamnalo algeshri salkenel tzadin. If you happen to encounter a woman when you're going over a bridge, try to go off to the side where you're not directly behind her. V'kalover achori isha benar ein lo chelik olam haba. And if you go behind a woman in the river, then the person doesn't have a chelik in olam haba. Why? What's so terrible about going in a river behind a woman? So Rashi explains, Achorei eshes ish magbas begodel mipnei amayim v'zeh mistakel ba. Rashi says, in eshes ish, it's someone else's wife. She's in front of you in the river. She doesn't want to get her clothing wet. She's going to pick up her clothing, not to get her clothing wet, and you're going to be able to be staring at her as she's walking through the river. That's in lo chelik, the olam haba. Can't you stare at a woman when you're facing her directly also? Why is it only when you're behind a woman that we're concerned that you're going to stare at her? You shouldn't be allowed to walk next to a woman or facing a woman?
Right? She'll notice
that. Good. When you're facing a woman, she'll know that you're staring at her. And that's, you know, that will make it too embarrassing to actually do. But when you're behind her and she can't see you, so then it's less embarrassing and there's a greater concern that someone's going to be staring at her. Tana Rabbanan. Let's say a beautiful woman comes to your store where you're working the cash register, and you got to give her, $1.50 in change. So you take out 150 pennies, and you start going one, two, so that you could prolong your conversation with her, and you could look at her beauty. So someone who does that, afilu yesh biyado Torah ma'isim tovim kamosh rabbeinu. Even if the person has Torah mitzvos like Moshe Rabbeinu, lo yinakam medina shel Gehenim. He's not going to be spared from Gehenim. Shneimar yad liyad lo yinakera. That when yad liyad, when you're giving over from hand to hand, you're giving her a change, and you're prolonging it deliberately, you're not going to be cleaned from Ra. Lo yinakam medina shel Gehenim. You will not be spared from the din of Gehenim. Amar of Nachman, Manoach ama oretz hayu. Manoach was an Amoritz. Who was Manoach?
Shimshon's father.
He was an Amoritz. How do I know? Because the pasuk says, "Vayelech Manoach acharei ishto." That Manoach went behind his wife, and only Amoratzim walked behind a woman. You're not allowed to walk behind a woman. Does this bother anybody? No. Are we still machmir about this? You go out to Central Avenue. So sometimes I hear that they let women out of the houses, and they're allowed to walk on Central Avenue in public. So it could happen that you'll end up walking behind
the
woman.
That nowadays, women and men walk on the same side of the street.
Yeah, the same side of the street, everything. So how's any of this mutter? So there's already in the times of the Chumash Hadashin. Chumash Hadashin's Talmud already wrote a tshuva where he said that nowadays that women are all over the place, so it's impossible not to walk behind the woman. So of course you're allowed to walk behind, meaning you just wouldn't be able to function. He says women are like kikaki chivri, they're like white geese. They're as common in the street as white geese. On Central Avenue, I see there are even more women than there are white geese. So Nachman Yitzchak says, really, Manoach was not Maritz because he walked behind his wife. El Me'ata, Gabi Elkanah Duchsiv, Ve'elch Elkanah Achri Yishto. You know who else it says walked behind his wife? Elkanah. Who is Elkanah? Shmuel's father. And we know he was not an Amaretz. He was a Navi. Ve'gabi Elisha Duchsiv, Ve'yakam Ve'yelech Achareha. Elisha walked behind the woman. Right? So was Elisha an Amar? Hardly, right? He was a Navi with a 70-year career of Navua. Hachinami achare mamish. You think it means that these people actually walked behind a woman? No. Ela achre dvareha, achre atzasa. When it says they went after a woman, it means they followed her advice, the wisdom of these wise women. The same could be said for Manoach. You don't have to say Manoach is not Ma'aretz. It means he followed his wife's advice. It means he was smart. And if you want to say that he was not Ma'aretz, to say that he was the kind of Ma'aretz that didn't even know you're not supposed to walk behind a woman is to say that he knew very, very little. It was a stunning Am Haaretz. Just how low of an Am Haaretz he would have had to have been to not know this halacha. Because even if you know Chumash Bereishis, you know this halacha. Shenemra, the pasuk says, "Vatakam Rivka v'narosel v'tirkavna legumalim v'tilachna achareya ish." And they went behind the man. Why behind the man? Because the man can't go behind them. So every second grader knows this pasuk. So to say that Manoach was not Ma'aretz because he walked behind a woman is to say that he didn't even know Chumash Bereishis. So they went Achreish v'lefneish. Now Rivka didn't go in front of a man. Amar Rabbi Yochanan. So therefore, right? That's the Gemara's conclusion that it's most likely he was not an Am Haaretz by the fact that it says that he walked behind a woman. It means he followed her advice. So he goes to make a main point, even though you're not allowed to walk behind a woman. Woman, when it says Manoach, Elkanah, and Elisha went behind the woman, it means they followed the advice of a woman. Okay, but you're learning Tanakh, so you have to explain what's going on. Amar Rabbi Yochanan, Achori Ari v'lo Achori Isha. You're walking down the street and there's like a crossroads and a lion goes in one direction, a woman goes in the other direction. Which road should you go down? So go after the lion, not after the woman. It's safer. Achori Isha v'lo Achori Akum. Go behind the woman, though, rather than going behind Avodah Zarah. Achori Akum v'lo Achori Beis HaKnesses. But better to go behind Avodah Zarah than to go behind the shul b'shar shatzibur mispalin, when the tzibur is davening. Because if you walk behind the shul and the tzibur is davening, you don't go into the shul, it looks like you are specifically not going into the shul, that you are making a protest against going to the shul. But v'lamin el d'lodari midi. That's only if you're not carrying anything. Because if you're carrying something, it's obvious you're just trying to get home to bring your groceries home. V'idari midi leslan ba. If you're carrying something, then it doesn't look like a chutzpah not to enter shul. V'lo amre el deleka pischa achrina. It's also only if there's no other door to the shul. So that's where it's a problem to walk by the only door to the shul, because it looks like you're avoiding going. But v'ika pischa achrina leslan ba. If the shul is up to fire code and it has enough doors, it has other doors, so then it's not a problem to walk by one of the doors of the shul. It's also only if you're not riding on a donkey. But if you're riding on a donkey, it's no problem. It's also only if you're not wearing tefillin. But if you're wearing tefillin, it's no problem. Why is it no problem if you're wearing tefillin? It's obvious that you're not rebelling against the Kodesh Baruch. You're wearing the tefillin. Say Shema Yisrael, Shem Elkeinu, Shem Echad. So, next main point, you're not allowed to walk behind the shul with four exceptions. Four exceptions. What are the four exceptions? Let's go in order. You're carrying something. There's more than one door. You're riding a donkey, or you're wearing tefillin. Right, just a little bit further. Amar Rav, Yetzer Hara Doma L'Zvuv. The Yetzer Hara is like a fly. The Yoshev Ben Shnei Miftachei Alev, and it sits between the two chambers of the heart. Shemar Zvuv Emavis Yavish Yabia Shemar Okech. Ushmol Amar Kama Chita. It's like a stalk of wheat. Shnemar lepesach chatas rovetz. Chatas means sin, but it sounds like chita. Tan Rabban, shtei klois yesh al ba'adam, achas yasa l'tova v'achas yasa l'ra. A person has two kidneys, one of which gives him good advice and one of which gives him bad advice. Meaning we assume that one gets eitza from his kidneys. Umistavra detova liyamino v'ra'a l'smola. It's most likely that the one that gives good advice is on the right side of his body, and the one that gives bad advice is on the left side of his body. So nafkamina, if you ever want to donate a kidney, make sure you give up the right one, or the left one. Tachsiv, Lev chacham. Maybe it would be nice if they put it on the right side of the other guy's body. Maybe, I don't know if it's a din in the kidney or it's a din in the side of the body that happens to be in. Tichsiv lev chacham liyamino v'lev ksil l'smolo. The heart of the wise one is on his right, and the heart of the fool is on his left. When I was in Keren Biavna, the Rosh Shiva said that when you hold the Gemara, lev chacham liyamino is always looking at the Gemara that he learned already to be chazer. To chazer, lev ksil l'smolo. The fool is always looking ahead. Oh, how many more pages? When am I going to be done? When am I going to be done? He's not worried about chazara. So chacham is more worried about what he's already done to make sure to do proper chazara. So let that be musr so that we do chazara right now.